Hi, Kate. Thanks for joining us. What can you tell us about working in Japan?
Well, the first thing that I want to say is to have an open mind. You have to expect that things will be done differently than in Europe or the Americas, for example, and to not become frustrated because things aren't how you expect. Also, please bear in mind when listening to this advice that even in Japan, which is a very homogeneous country, that there will be still some variation depending on the size of the company or how international it is, etc. And Japanese culture, like all culture, is constantly changing and evolving.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so can you give us some practical tips? For example, Japan is a very punctual country, right?
Yeah, definitely. Everything is always on time, from trains to meetings. One thing to remember is you're always actually expected to arrive slightly early for fixed arrangements and appointments. For example, if you have a meeting, you should actually arrive at least 5 minutes early, 10 or 15
Really?
minutes better. Yeah.
Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, also, I'm sure that everyone knows that Japanese bow as a greeting, although actually Japanese people will normally shake hands when doing business with Western people. The
Right.
next part of a meeting someone is the exchange of business cards. Business cards, or like meishi in Japanese, are a really important part of Japanese business etiquette and should always be treated with respect. Normally, if a less senior person hands over the business card first, and then when you receive the business card, you should never fold it or immediately put it in your pocket. Instead, you should receive it with two hands and then read the information on it and keep it in front of you, either in your hands or on the table until the end of the conversation, and then put the card away or in the card holder.
Right, interesting. Okay, so you mentioned seniority. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, please?
Japan has a really vertical hierarchy, and seniority is based on age. Even someone who joined the company like 1 year before you would be viewed as a senior colleague, or senpai, as they're called. In meetings or discussions, the junior company members are more likely to stay silent and then listen to the senior senpai rather than take part. So I think this is important to remember when building key relationships and contacts.
Okay, and how about meetings and decision-making processes? How does that work?
Yeah, in countries like America, meetings are used as a way to discuss ideas and come up with solutions and plans in a group, and there is often a lot of debate involved. But Japan has another system for doing this called nemawashi. This is an informal way of laying the groundwork for a new project or idea by talking to stakeholders individually or in small groups to get consensus and feedback. Before a meeting even takes place, this helps to maintain harmony in group contexts such as meetings because a lot of things have been arranged beforehand.
Okay, that's really interesting. It sounds as though individual relationships are really important in Japanese culture.
Yeah, and often these are built outside the office. For example, playing golf on the weekends. If you are invited to a social event such as golf or a business dinner, it's a really good chance to lay the foundation of these relationships.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much for your time, Kate.
It's been a pleasure, thanks.